Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome BTech Smith and Steve Metz.
BTech Smith and Steve Metz,
you are now entering the Megacast.
The Megacast.
We survived the weekend, B. Ted Smith.
Barely, Steve. Barely. Yes. I'm a little hurt over here.
I know, and I cannot wait to talk all about our weekend festivities. Ted and I spent all day Saturday together. Well, not really all day. All evening together, although we were in the same place all day on Saturday, although I did not see you until 6 p.m.
Yeah, somebody asked me about that, and I was like, yeah, Steve is here, I have heard. I cannot confirm. I have not seen him in person. Yeah.
We both ended up at Red Fest over at Elysian Brewery in Georgetown. You had the
men's room. Obviously, I should be there. It was a men's room event, Steve.
Right. Yeah, I went down there to show some support, drink outside, enjoy some of that summer gold, support my man, the Ted Smith. I saw you up on stage when you're presenting the check and doing all the other stuff. And I saw Miles all day. I saw Thrill a bunch of times, ran into Ben a few times, ran into Mike Hawk. I didn't say, all right, Mike Hawk. Of course, I'm running into my... No, never mind.
Yeah.
Ran into all the rock girls.
Yeah, how did you run into everybody except me?
Except you and Top Shelf. I did not see Top Shelf.
I saw Top Shelf.
Apparently, he was rocking a sleeveless shirt, which I think is awesome.
He was.
Sun's out, guns out.
No doubt. I mean, Top Shelf was exercising his right to bear arms.
Yes. Yes, he was.
He's like a long-lost Neville brother.
Oh, but the only person I did not see, the man I was going to spend the rest of the night with, was the Ted Smith. So for a moment, I'm like, maybe he got wasted and just boned out because the last stage announcement, you were not
I wasn't
up on
there.
No.
No.
And that's not like you.
No.
Any chance for you to jump up on stage and get behind a microphone, you're on it.
I generally go for it right away.
Absolutely.
But moving across that crowd was pretty tough.
Yeah.
And kind of impossible. You know, people want to say hello, you know, shake hands, take pictures,
bro
sign
hugs.
Autographs.
I did a lot of bro hugs. A
lot of bro hugs.
I was sweating because of all the bro hugs. Too much body contact. Too much heat.
I mean, I could try to say that, but I was just sweating because it was hot.
Well, that too, of course.
Yeah. So like the last stager, like I was kind of close to the stage and I heard Ben go up there and say something and he was like, all right, bad news. This is last call. So I kind of went, I'm not going up there for that crappy announcement. I don't want to give people bad news.
And then, plus, you want to go get more beer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I ran over and I got another beer. And then I was, you know, which this sounds ridiculous, I know, as I'm saying. Like, it was all the way across a parking lot. But keep in mind, a parking lot filled with, what, 800 people?
About that, yeah.
Yeah. And they all kind of want to say hello to you and
sure.
Stop you.
Yeah.
So making it back across that sea of humanity seemed like... Like a task I couldn't handle.
Yeah, when I first got there, all I wanted to do, and thankfully I had the best line to get out of any situation. I just got to go get a beer. And everyone's like, oh yeah, go get a beer. I'll talk to you later. Go get
a
beer.
Yeah.
Except for one guy. One guy's talking to me, and there was a couple other people that wanted to talk. And I was like, okay, well, this conversation seems like it's dying down. So I start talking to the other people. And the guy I was originally talking to goes, where's Ted? I have no idea. He goes, all right, come with me. Let's go find him. I'm like, sir, I'll find him later, man. I'm cool. What? You don't want to come find Ted with me? Nah. No, I really don't. Like, tell Ted I said hi if you find him. I got to go get a beer. All right. And he kind of like stormed off, like kind of pissed. And I'm like, everyone around me that was witnessing that, they're all like, oh, that was kind of weird. I'm like,
yeah. I mean, there was a couple strange interactions, but for the most part, I'd say 90% of them were good.
Absolutely. That's the only weird encounter I had. All day, and that wasn't even all that weird.
All right, so the weirdest thing I had was that the Summer Gold song.
Yeah.
I'm going to sing it in person, right?
Summer Gold.
Yeah. But Devil's Hunt Me Down had learned the song,
uh-huh.
But I didn't get there early enough to sound check with them. So I don't really know the pacing of how they're going to play it or whatever.
Right.
So now they're just like, hey, in the middle of our set, we're going to call you up.
Uh-huh.
Like, all right. So I'm just sitting on the side of the stage, and like, people keep coming to the side of the stage to like talk to me, and I'm
sure.
Like, I was like, this is the only time I was like, look, you just gotta leave me alone for like 20 minutes. Everybody's like, what's up? It's like, well, I gotta remember this stupid song.
Right.
And then, and then one guy just seemed pissed about it, and he just kept staring at me, and I was like, what is going on with this guy?
Dude, I was even talking to a couple of the rock girls. I was talking about that experience with that guy. And they're just like, yeah, you kind of know what it's like to be a hot girl for a minute now, don't you? And I'm like, yeah, I guess in a way, it's weird because like as dudes, we don't experience that. But when another dude is upset at you because you don't want to give them your undivided attention, I'm not used to that. I think attractive
girls, strange.
Right? But attractive girls deal with that probably all the time, or even unattractive girls. It doesn't. Somebody's attractive in somebody's eyes. Women.
Well, that's very nice, Steve.
Yeah, it's very godly of me, right? But you know what I mean. Women.
Somebody
deal with
will
this.
Find your ugly ass attractive.
I don't know who, and you might have to scrape at the bottom of the barrel, and he might be blind.
But it's a dude.
He might be, but it's a guy, and he has a functioning penis. So be happy, ladies.
You could be proud this year at Christmas.
Yeah. We'll recap all the Red Fest stuff, and especially everything that happened after the fact. And I figured, what better way to get things going with you know, we got to get 10. We got to get our 10 push-ups like we always
yeah,
do.
Yeah, people kept asking, too, like, where's Steve? I was like, look, if you could find Steve, we'll get 10.
I know a few people wanted to do push-ups. Yeah. I'm like, hey, where are we going to do these push-ups? There's no room.
Yeah, and I thought I'd have time. And it's like, I didn't have time when I was singing that song. And then there was very busy, just constant. There was no time to be like, oh, hey, somebody find Steve Miggs so we could do some push-ups.
Met a lot of people who listened to the Megacast at the party, which was awesome.
Yeah, I think we both met the same guy, too, who was just very honest. He told me he just didn't like the podcast very much, but he loves the Megacast.
Yeah, I think it's the same guy. If not, there's a couple. Because one guy's like, yeah, I like the Miggs cast. It's all right, but I love the Megacast. I'm like, all right, at least I like one. One of the two ain't bad.
Yeah.
Batting 500 in baseball would make you a trillionaire.
Oh, my God.
So let's get 10. I feel like this is the perfect song to get 10 to because it kicked off the rest of our evening together, Ted. A little knife party.
All right.
Figure, why not? This is what Ted and I listened to on the way back to his apartment after Red Fest. So everybody, let's get the blood pumping, the heart racing, and the brain functioning. Get 10.
Stars in your eyes. Here we go. Open in your mind. Angel
one,
in disguise.
Two,
plan
two,
lie. Stars
three,
in your eyes.
Four,
open your mind.
Five,
angel in disguise.
Six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Okay, are we going to time it out?
That would have been awesome.
That's why my neighbor thinks they're so strange, Steve.
We have multiple examples of why Ted's neighbor, is it Scott?
Yeah.
Thinks the two of us together are two of the weirder people he's probably ever met.
Right, it all seemed normal to us.
Right, at no point were we like, why is this weird? I mean, here, a quick summary. That, us hanging out in Ted's apartment listening to EDM music he walked in on.
Yep.
We might get into more details about all of these. I'm sure we will. Us ordering two dinners in the course of the evening.
That happened.
Yep, that weirded him out as well.
Yeah. I blame myself a little more than just you. Like, we ordered the pizza was good. I still can't figure out why we ate almost all of it and then left like four slices, because then we kept bitching about being hungry, but yet we didn't finish the pizza off.
We ordered pizza for dinner, and then a few hours later we ordered sushi for dinner.
Right, so this is why I'm saying, like, as I remember, now granted, I started doing some Fireball, like things get a little fuzzy for me.
The minute we walked into your apartment, so we drove from Georgetown listening to the music of Knife Party, just grooving through the streets of Pioneer Square, then on the waterfront. We took a long way around.
Dude, we're feeling the flow.
Yeah, the energy was there. I was fine. I was sober. I had one summer gold.
All right.
Ted is already drunk at that point. And so we get to your apartment. We get in there, and you immediately pour us both a shot of Fireball.
Yeah, game on.
Yeah. So I'm like, all right. Shot a Fireball and them calling it quits. And you're like, talk to your wife. Let's stay the night. Let's get really effed up. And I'm like, all right, let me go check with the wife. I text her and I'm like, hey, babe, you know, we just did a shot of Fireball. Thinking about maybe crushing some beers with Ted. He wants to chug some beers with me. Would it be okay if I get a little too drunk that I just crash at Ted's house? Her response, two words. That's fine.
Yeah, I just remember you went, I'm going to hang out for a while, man, but I'm not getting wasted with you.
Yeah, because in my eyes, and you know what, maybe Maybe she would have been fine if she put an emoticon of like a heart.
No, a that's smiley fine. Face. It's a terrible text to get it from a female.
Right.
We all know that.
That's fine to me is the equivalent of another two words, and that is F no.
Yeah.
So yeah, I look at Ted and go, man, I'm in to hang out all night. That's the last drink I'm having.
Yeah.
So then it became for me, it's like, all right, well, if we're going to get excessive, you're already doing the excessive drinking. I'll do some excessive food eating. I can get back at my wife by having two meals.
Right. Yeah. So Steve's kind of like, yeah, I could eat again. Yeah. I go, all right, I'm ordering sushi.
So we first order pizza.
Yeah.
And Ted hips me to this new lingo. I don't know if it's new lingo, but you refer to caramelized onions on pizza as the VIP of onions. I thought that was the best line of the night.
Was I lying?
No.
Those caramelized Walla Walla sweet onions are unbelievable.
Unreal. With sausage, pepperoni, and caramelized sweet Walla Walla onions. Yeah. Pagliacci's. It
was
phenomenal.
The VIP of onions. I'm glad I said that.
The VIP of onions. So at that point, we're now just chowing down on some pizza. We're hanging out and we're watching the Sounders
match. Watching the Sounders match.
Your buddy Scott comes over. And
oh, we should mention, like, I'm smoking pretty tough. Scott knocks on the door, and it's like, oh, man, who is that?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, it's just my neighbor. It's cool.
Yeah.
Scott. I thought you knew him already.
I never met Scott. Nice guy.
Super nice guy.
Yeah. So we hang out. Everything's cool. And then we decide, okay, well, when the match is over, let's go swimming. And he thought that was weird a little bit. Like, he's like, if you guys really are. And we're like, yeah, we're going swimming.
Yeah.
I didn't bring any swim trunks, so Ted had to, like, give me a pair of athletic shorts. He didn't even have an extra set of
just
swim trunks.
Just bright red athletic shorts.
No, because when he walked in, I was already wearing those.
That's right.
So he probably thought that was a little strange. What's this man doing in your house with these bright red athletic shorts on?
Well, that was the other crazy thing, right? Like, we're throwing him off, but then we go to the pool,
yep.
Which I, of course, completely forgot that he was going to come down to the pool. And then he showed up with beers.
Yeah, he had a cooler with a bunch of beers, which is awesome.
Yeah, man.
So at that point, you're like, hey, man, I'm still hungry. Okay, before we even get to that, so we ordered the pizza. We eat a couple of slices each. There's still about half of a pizza. I think less than half of a pizza left.
Yeah.
I think you even said about four slices. So Ted's like, all right, well, I'm going to go put this in the refrigerator. I'm like, all right, cool. So Ted's living room is connected to the kitchen, and I'm watching him in the other room, and he's just standing over the pizza in the other room, just kind of hovering over it. And I'm like, what the hell is he doing? And all of a sudden, I just kind of see his head bobbing a little bit. And I'm like, and Ted's crushing pizza. While trying to put away the pizza, he's eating a full slice, and then he comes over with a full mouth of pizza still in, you know, his mouth, and he looks like he goes, I totally did not eat any more pizza when I was up there. Just want to let you know. And then chugs a beer.
Yeah. Ladies, look. This is Steve Saul. This is what's like being in a relationship with me. Like, I totally didn't eat that pizza. My mouth is just full.
Cheese and water onions in your mouth, and you're like, I didn't eat pizza. Then he chugs a beer, and now it's killing because I'm like, oh man, I wish I could start drinking, but I know the wife ski is not going to be happy if I don't come home tonight. She wouldn't care if I came home at 4 a.m. so long as I came home before she woke up.
Yeah, that's fine. Just not a good text to get.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm like, eh. Not going to continue to pursue this. And I immediately wrote her back and said, you know, on second thought, I'm just going to come home tonight.
Well, and I remember having that conversation with you because that's the right call.
Yeah.
Like, if we have so many chances to do other epic stuff.
Right.
Like, just having to basically catch crap for just kind of sitting around getting drunk in my apartment's not going
to
cut it.
Right. We had no intentions to leave your apartment. It wasn't like we had like this crazy raging party to go to. There wasn't like, you know, our buddy Levi and Lion Pride Music's party bus waiting for us. None of that was happening.
Right.
Was,
there's no WWE.
Nothing. No. Nothing.
And once we got home from the event, right, I was just like, all right, now I'm getting wasted.
And there was a moment where I realized, you know what? I made the right decision going back to last week's podcast. I picked my battles.
Yeah.
And that was a battle that I did not feel like fighting. And I'm glad I didn't. There was a moment, I don't know if you remember, I don't want to get like super into detail, but let's just say like you had plans the next day. And so I looked at you, Ted. I'm like, Ted, so what time's your plans? Like, when is all that going on tomorrow? And you just kind of looked at me with this blank stare and you go, yeah, it's going to happen. I'm like, no, I know. You're like, that's what I'm asking. Like, but what time is it going to happen? And you go, yeah. And then you just stared at me. Yeah. And I'm like, oh boy, Ted's gone. Ted's completely gone.
He has no idea.
He's completely checked out. Like, it doesn't matter when I, like, when I left, you wanted me to pound a beer with you right before I left.
That's good for your drive home.
Right? You're like, come on, just crush one beer with me before you go. I'm like, no, Ted, that does not make any sense. So then we settled on doing 10 push-ups.
All right.
So, yeah, we got some cardio. Yeah. You swam. So I didn't feel so bad about eating the second meal.
No, the hot tub, we sweated out most of those calories anyhow, Steve.
Easily. Yeah, so we go in the hot tub. We jump in the pool. I think we weirded out the family that were there.
100%.
Yeah. Like, they thought we were kind of fun at first, but I think then when we started yelling polo as the kids are playing Marco Polo, and we weren't in the pool, we were in the hot tub, and we're effing with, like, a seven-year-old. He's like, Marco! We're like, polo!
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Poor kids walking around on concrete, the side of the pool, gonna get hurt. Yeah. Yeah, I do remember, like, they seemed to be laughing at with us, and then it was like they're laughing at us, and it was like, all right, we're done in the pool with these two guys.
These guys need to go.
Yeah.
So we
those days are so long, Steve. And if we'd been out in the sun and drinking beers. Plus, frankly, I think I had a few more beverages at Red Fest than I had planned on.
Oh, I would imagine. I mean, you were good. You were ready to rock for the rest of the night.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then we go back to your apartment, and we ordered up the sushi.
Mm-hmm.
This is like at like 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
So Ted's got some app or some service that will go and pick up food anywhere.
Yeah.
And
Bunch.
Yeah. So we ordered the sushi, and your buddy Scott already left. Like, he went to go get dressed or do whatever he was going to do. We didn't realize he was coming back to visit us again. So we're waiting for the sushi, and we're both like, oh, again, we're bitching about being hungry, and there's a full, like,
there's still two pieces in my fridge. I don't know why.
Yeah, there's plenty of pizza, and you ordered 2 pints of gelato.
Right.
It's like, that should have been what we ate.
That should have been the meal.
Right, we didn't need another.
Those two gelatos were still full and unopened the next morning.
Right, that should have been our treat. Like, yeah. We had dinner, that's our dessert. No, you ordered, like, not just a couple of things of sushi. You ordered the entire freaking sushi truck. Like, it was unbelievable how much sushi was delivered to your apartment.
Yeah. Well, and I like avocado rolls, and I think I ordered 5 or 6 of them, because it was just a massive tray of little avocado rolls.
We had, like, trays in this bag that went, like, 3 or 4 levels high of just food. And so we're waiting for the sushi, and at this moment, like, Ted took a shower. I've changed back into my regular clothes. I luckily, at your pool thing, they had a little shower, so I could shower up and all that. You don't want the chlorine on your kids, you know?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So
proper cleanliness?
Yeah.
Hygiene. There we go. That's a word.
Ted's now just wearing sweatpants and nothing else. No shirt. The door, someone knocks on the door, and I'm thinking, oh, it's the sushi. And I'm watching Ted, and I'm like, Ted's going to answer the door without a shirt on. This is hilarious. I got to figure out a way to make sure that they see I'm in the house, too, just to creep them out. So you answer the door, and it's your buddy Scott. And he's like, well, what are you doing without a shirt on? And then he goes, oh, so your buddy's gone, because he hadn't walked in yet. I think he just assumed, well, if there's a man that's shirtless and just sweatpants. The friend must have already left.
They're small sweatpants.
They were like skinny jean sweatpants with the skinny bottoms.
Yeah.
Tapered. So he walks in. No, I'm sitting on the couch just hanging out. And we're listening to the electronic music channel on your Xfinity. On your cable. And he's like, he sits down and he just kind of looks and goes, yeah, I'm not really a big fan of EDM. What's going on here? Like, what did you guys get into? And we're like, what? Well, we two guys just can't sit on the couch, drink some beers.
One guy's half naked.
And listen to EDM. Why do we have to be on drugs? He's like, well, because it would make more sense if you were.
Yeah, I was telling somebody else that on Sunday. I was like, people kept asking us, like, no, we're not doing drugs. We just like EDM.
Right. All right, when we come back, we came across a story, and it's about 4 different types of drunk people. And it says, well, which one are you? And I thought, I haven't read the story yet, but I feel like we could, between the two of us, figure out what type of a drunk we are. I think we've illustrated what kind of drunk you are. Awesome drunk.
Certain things on a man's mind when he's in that mode. Apparently it's showering, swimming, and eating.
A lot.
Yeah.
All right, when we get back, we'll talk about what kind of drunk person are you?
Do not run away from me. I will find you, motherfucker. The Megacast will return.
the creators of the Vagina Monologues comes an all-new play guaranteed to make any man laugh, cry, and most importantly, think.
Yo, Billy, how's it hanging?
To the left.
No, for real. How's your penis doing?
It's been better. I was taking a leak last night and zipped up too quickly. Nipped the mushroom tip.
It's the Penis Monologues, America's hottest new play. Finally, men with balls can go to the theaters. Just listen to these manly theater buffs.
I loved it when he told his woman that he buys Playboy for the articles. I do that too. I thought I was the only one.
In that circumcision scene, I felt like I was there with him. Come here. I feel the same way. Hug me.
Oh. Bringing culture to guys who think with their... The Penis Monologues, in Seattle next month at the Fifth Avenue Theater. Tickets available at all Hooters restaurants and Deja Vu.
I would love to watch the Tech Smith do the whip, or even the nay-nay. The mega cast is back.
Now watch me whip.
Kill it.
Now watch me nay-nay.
Okay.
Now watch me whip, whip. Watch me nay-nay.
Why me do
now
it?
Now watch me whip.
Kill it.
Watch me nay-nay.
Okay.
Now watch me whip, whip. Watch me nay-nay.
Can you do it?
All right.
We got to learn that.
Do you know how to whip or nay-nay?
No.
I don't
either. I feel
either.
Like nay-nay is one we could master pretty easy.
When we were at that hockey tournament in Bremerton, and we ended up at that club called The Garage, and
yeah.
we were on the dance floor, one of the guys, one of my buddies, J-Mac's roommate, Tacla, he all of a sudden busted into what apparently at the time I did not know it, but now I do from watching the music video, is the nay-nay.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm like, what is this most ridiculous, funny dance I've ever... Like, he was cracking me up. Because it was like he did it, and I thought it was just making fun of dancers. I didn't realize this was an actual dance.
It's a dance. Did you see the video of, God, whose kid is it? I want to say somebody from the Niners. And that whatever song comes on, he's got like a toddler.
Uh-huh.
And the kid just hops up and starts doing the nay-nay.
The nay-nay.
But the kid is so excited, too. Just like, he'll just be sitting there, and it's just like, oh, man.
It's time to nay-nay.
Yeah, it's like a drunk guy at the club where it's like, this is my jam.
Well, we got to figure out a way to get this. Should we learn the nay-nay by the time the wrestling happens? Can we convince Why Not Sports Bar in Everett to play the nay-nay song? At like 2 in the afternoon, we start a dance revolution.
I just want to be the guys on Raw, like, if the camera hits us.
We nay-nay.
Right. We just, every time the camera hits us, the two bald white guys, like, did you see those guys? They were doing the nay-nay all night.
Yes, let's do it.
Right.
We learned the nay-nay for WWE's Monday Night Raw. Anyone who listens to the Mega Family that is going to Raw, learn the nay-nay. Any chance you have to be on television, you do the nay-nay thing, whatever it is.
Yes.
Did you see, you probably didn't see it because I don't think you have the network, but last night was, what the hell is the name of the pay-per-view?
Was it like Judgment Day or?
All right. Payback or I think it was Battleground or something like that.
They should call it like, not SummerSlam, but a couple matches you're fired up for.
Right. We're just getting you ready for the next pay-per-view.
Right.
So, you know, Roman Reigns, he comes out from the rafters. He comes out of like one of the aisles.
Yeah, he comes through the crowd.
Yeah, and just walks his way down. Do yourself a favor, and I'm sure it's everywhere right now. It's on Twitter, I'm sure. There is an amazingly funny moment. He comes out maybe three steps down as he's coming out. You know, the whole crowd's trying to high-five him. There's a guy who is simulating oral sex.
Oh.
Like, vigorously doing it to himself while coddling the boys. So he's like this. Ah. Like that. Like, for however long that shot is there.
What is does Roman Reigns acknowledge it?
I don't think he was even aware that it was happening. Like, I watched it. I didn't even notice it. It wasn't until I went on Twitter where a bunch of, like, people who I follow on Twitter that were watching it as well go, does anybody have the video of the dude doing the oral, simulating oral sex? And I'm like, what the hell is he talking about? So then I, of course, go on Twitter and type in, like, Roman Reigns oral sex or something like that. I don't even
know. All right, exactly. I'll have to look it up.
And yeah, we'll try and find it. Maybe we'll retweet it as well. And it is one of the funniest things. Like, you will laugh out loud. It's
we
so
could be
ridiculous.
The next oral simulation guy.
Yeah.
White guys nay-naying.
Yeah, the white hashtag white guy nay-nay.
Yeah, that's also our first step into getting into Wiz Khalifa video.
You're right. If he sees us, and he's a wrestling fan, he performed on Raw.
I saw him perform on Raw.
Yeah.
My image is that he's at home Pittsburgh. Not on tour working.
No.
Sure he's not.
And if he is, he's got the network on his bus.
Yeah. And he's sitting there hitting a big old blunt.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh man, look at the white guy's name. Hey, I need them.
Yes. Next video.
Next video.
The follow-up to Work Hard, Play Hard.
They are those boys.
Yes. They are those boys. That's our shirts. We are those boys. Can we get them boy shirts made? I bet Keith would make them for us.
It's getting cool, complicated Keith. Now.
No.
We got shirts. We got to learn dances.
I know. Can we get a shirt that says them boys on the front and on the back it says hashtag
white guys,
nay, nay?
I think that should be our whole thing. White guys, nay, nay.
White guys, nay, nay. Hashtag white guys, nay, nay.
Well, because you could say it a couple different ways. Like, yeah, white guys, nay, nay.
Yeah.
Or like, white guys, nay, nay.
White guys, nay, nay.
What is going on in this world?
I don't know. What is going on in this podcast, man?
Not a lot.
No.
I mean, there's a lot of talking. I'm not sure we're really talking about anything specifically. I really didn't. Yeah.
I will never get out of the image in my head of you just crushing that pizza at your kitchen table. Or
my back to
with
you.
With your back turned to me, like as if
All right. So I thought about it.
Were you trying to like smuggle it? Like, were you like, oh, I don't want Steve to know because he'll want to eat one too?
No, here's the deal, Steve. I was pretty wasted, and I, for some reason, the piece of foil I pulled out for the pizza wasn't big enough. So then there was kind of like one piece that couldn't really fit in the foil. So it's like, screw it, I'm just going to eat it here. Then obviously I felt a little guilty about it, so it was like, I'm just going to eat it. And then when I got out to the living room, it's like, well, obviously he knows I was back there eating pizza.
You blew your cover.
Yeah.
You know what I just realized we didn't do?
TED Talk.
TED Talks. Starring...
Smith. Too busy thinking about nay-naying.
Yeah. Well, the only thing I had this week for a TED Talk was just be thankful. Saturday, as much fun as me and Steve had afterwards, I know I could speak for everybody in the men's room and for Steve as well. Like, man, Saturday was just such a great time. And everybody at Red Fest couldn't have been nicer. People want autographs and pictures, and I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the bottom line. I'm a politician at heart. I love meeting people, shaking hands, saying what's up.
So I love the people who ask, like, is it okay if I get a picture with you? And I always will, not always, but jokingly every once in a while, I'll be like, nah, man. And then I have this look like, oh.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm just kidding. And they're like, of course. Like, anyone who says no to pictures, unless there's like, I understand certain people like have.
Maybe you're about to form on stage.
Yeah. Other than that, take the picture. Have some fun. It's a great feeling.
Yeah. Hanging out with people by the shade, by the train tracks. That was awesome. At one point, a train rolled by and just hit his horn, and the whole party went crazy.
No way.
Yeah. That might have been before you got there.
Must have been. That's awesome.
Yeah, he was just laying on it. Plus, the shade was over there by the train track, so it was much easier. But no, just sometimes you just got to take account the little things or big things, like in Red Fest, and just be thankful for those things.
I 100% agree with you. Like, just meeting so many people, especially after everything with the name change thing. And so many people, that was their first opportunity to talk to me. A couple of people asked, hey, why exactly? And I'd give them, like, the super condensed version, like, you know, two sentences or less kind of version. Because I'm like, this is... But immediately, like, oh, that makes sense. Good for you.
Yeah.
Real happy for you. Like, that was cool. It was cool to be able to hang out with people. For me, it was awesome to be at a radio station event where I had zero obligations. Like, honestly, I walked in and I'm like, I'm just going to go wherever the tide takes me.
Steve had speaking of VIP onions, Steve had a VIP parking spot.
That was awesome. We finished the event and Ted's like, okay, so where are you parked at? And I go, bro, we got to walk for a bit. I'm sorry. And because it's impossible to get parking.
Yeah.
There, because it's just packed. It's Georgetown, and it's like 800 plus people. All, you know, probably 400 of them are getting a parking spot.
Trying,
yeah, at least. So I'm like, yeah, man, we're gonna have to walk real far. If you look hard enough, you can see my vehicle, and it was just right across the street.
Right there, dude. We got into your Jeep. It was like I sat down. I was just like, oh my god, it feels so nice to sit down.
Yeah,
air conditioning. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like standing up for, like, and it sounds such like an old man thing, but it's the truth. Like, man, I've been standing on asphalt for 6 hours.
I need to get off of my feet.
I'm hurting. Yeah. Yesterday at Bite of Seattle, like, I was sitting there.
You went to Bite of Seattle yesterday?
Yeah.
Jeez, man.
Like, I basically kept it going, Steve. Had a few beers, got some cannolis.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, it was fun. But same thing, man. It just was so hot. And I know it's not as hot as other places in the country, but this is Seattle.
Right.
We're not used to it. 90s, no shade. It's taking its toll on people out there.
It used to be like such a rarity to have the weather hit the 90s. And now it's like, I mean, at least a couple times a week it's in the 90s.
It's crazy, like, even the most, like, outdoorsy people I know in Seattle are even, and this is only, what are we in? I guess we're in the back half of July now.
Yeah.
But even those people, as much as they love the outdoors and everything, are finally starting to go, it's a little too much.
Yeah.
I need some cloud cover.
I saw a couple of people, I think this weekend was, like, the final straw. A lot of people on Twitter are just like, yeah, I don't mean to be that guy, but I'm really done for this weather to be, I'm done with this hot weather.
Yeah. It's crazy.
So before we do into the break, we talked about how drunk Ted was.
All right.
And there's an article, I guess, psychologists over at the University of Missouri, they found that there's only 4 different types of drunk people.
All right.
So I'm curious to see which type you might be, which type I might be. And for the Mega family out there, I'm sure you could have this is a moment of self-reflection. Or maybe you need to bring a friend into the mix and they can tell you what kind of drunk are you. Because some people don't even realize what kind of drunk they are.
Yeah, like most of my antics, like, are about on par with what I expect.
Yeah.
Like, I got wasted and ordered food.
See, I don't even know what this is going to say, but if I was going to, like, you know, I'm trying to think of, like, what type of drunks there are. There's, in my eyes, I've only thought about 2 drunks. There's fun drunk and the drunk that you just want to get away from. Like, nothing good's going to come of being around this person.
Yeah, there's, like, angry drunks and then, like, right, like, fun drunks.
And I would definitely put you in the fun drunk. I've never been with you where I'm like, gosh, Ted.
This is really dark.
Or tomorrow, man, we're going to have to talk. I need to talk to you about how you just crushed that pizza behind my back, man. That was not cool.
Well, there was the time I punched you in the arm 100 times driving home.
But it's all in excitement. I don't mind getting hit if it's out of love.
Yeah.
Wait, that doesn't
that
sound
sounds
right.
Terrible. I did not agree with that, folks. I'm not agreeing with that.
That sounds like the name of a new Chris Brown song. No. Too soon. Sorry.
That's all right. He's a scumbag.
He is.
Forward on the book written by Floyd Mayweather Jr., which would be a shock because he can't even read, much less write a book.
It's funny. He did not show up to the Richard Sherman softball thing like he was supposed to. And somebody texted him and said, well, what do you expect? He probably couldn't read the invitation.
Yeah. Seriously, there's a thing on the internet where he's like trying to read commercials.
Yeah.
It is brutal.
Oh, we should find that audio. Any chance to illustrate what kind of a douche that guy is, I'm all right with.
Yeah, I have no issue with him.
All right, the main type of drunk. So they broke it into percentiles as well.
All right,
42% of the people. What type of drunk are they? The ones that don't really change much at all.
All right.
I feel like you're just an exaggerated version of yourself.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Like I was talking about our bassist for my band, Mona, and at our last show that we played, I ran into our husband, Paul. And Paul used to play in a bunch of great local bands around here. Flop, Best Kissers in the World. Like, he had a good career playing music. And I always loved running into him. And it was a pleasant, fun conversation. We caught up. And then I talked to Mona. She's like, oh, he was wasted. I'm like, no, he wasn't. She's like, oh, no, he was, like, by the time we got home, he passed out at the, just done. And
or,
I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, really? He did not seem drunk at all. She's like, no, that's just his thing. He never seems drunk. He just is.
All the time, Steve.
Not all the time.
He never seems drunk. He just is.
Sorry. When he gets drunk, he doesn't seem it. 20% get a lot of courage and become louder and more outgoing. And men are more likely to become that way than women.
Yeah, beer muscles.
Yeah. And even just like beer muscles. Like it could be in a physical way or in a mental way. Like I'm definitely more confident when I'm drunk. I'm not like looking to start fights, but I'm like, back in my single days, I'd be more willing to talk to girls. I probably would have never talked to my wife if I didn't have a couple of drinks.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even drunk in that situation, but just it loosened me up.
Yeah, meeting women without the social lubricant's a little tough.
It is.
Yeah. I mean, it just takes away some of your inhibitions. I'm not saying you got to get wasted, but a couple drinks will definitely help you be more authoritative and kind of get over that hump.
Yeah, and you wouldn't be so concerned about, you wouldn't overthink things.
Yeah.
It's like, if it, just do
I
it.
I mean, look, I won't lie. I was drinking beers, kind of chilling out. And then it was like, I got to get on stage and sing. And I chugged like 2 beers real quick. I got to get my liquid courage up.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
I just love that. That was like the theme. Like you chugging beers.
Yeah.
Like at one point, just hanging out in Ted's apartment, we're just watching TV or maybe watching the EDM music channel. I don't remember exactly what we were doing at that moment. But you just got up, went to the fridge, and you're like, I just need to chug a beer. And you just started chugging the beer in front of me. I'm like, okay. And then you're like, you maybe had like a quarter of it left. You go, that's it. I can't do anymore. I'm good. I'm like, okay.
I'm like, is somebody coming over? Oh, it's happening.
Yeah.
What time? It's happening, Steve.
Yeah. 15% become nicer and more compassionate. And just to keep the stereotypes going, women are more, that's what the story says. Women are more likely to fall into this category than men.
All right. I guess that makes sense.
BJ becomes nicer when he's drunk.
BJ's fun when he's drunk.
Yeah, he's less concerned about the world's issues.
Yeah.
And he just wants to have fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know he doesn't drink that often, but I love getting him drunk.
And that's why he always jokes about it, so I'm not, like, talking crap. His wife will, like, sometimes try to, like, feed him alcohol when they're hanging out and doing fun stuff because she knows that he's more fun when he has a couple of drinks.
Yeah, I won't lie. I blatantly had a girlfriend before. It was, like, Christmas time. Or I guess it was right after January, so I had taken a month off.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were cruising around one day, and she just looks over at me, and she goes, you know, it's the 30th. It's close enough. We got to get you some Fireball. I think I was just in the passenger seat like, you know what sucks, honey?
Yeah.
This sucks. That sucks.
We need fun, Ted.
Right.
Let's get him drunk.
If you have Fireball in a flask when you do Christmas shopping, I call that carrying around Christmas cheer.
Yeah, I was going to say Christmas spirit, but
right?
Christmas cheer works
a little
too.
Christmas cheer?
Yes. Of the cinnamon kind.
Of the cinnamon kind.
I had an ex that was the opposite, like, of the fun drunk. Like, I remember I hated drinking with her, like, to the point where I almost didn't want to do things that involved alcohol, because she would get drunk and just become this, like, not a bitch, but, like, just, like, mopey and, like, insecure and like nothing like how she was when she was sober.
It
was,
oh, that's terrible.
It was she was the worst. I would have rather been angry drunk. At least then I could have been like, all right, you're just being a bitch, you know, but you're drunk. But it was like I had to, like, calm her nerves and be like, no, you're not dying, or no, it's not.
You're not dying.
Oh, anything under the sun. Like, if she even, like, just had a weird mole, I got cancer. Oh, cancer. I'm like, gosh, you're a hypochondriac drunk. Sucks.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
Last one. 23% become argumentative and start fights. And it says women are twice as likely to have this drunk personality than men.
Ooh.
Wow. Interesting. I'm trying to think.
I've definitely dated girls
that got drunk and wanted to cause trouble. Like arguments?
Not as much. I don't know if I want to say would cause trouble, but definitely enjoyed a fight.
Uh-huh.
And then would scream. Like, and yell.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Like, to the point of, like, man. The next day, he'd be like, sorry, I shouldn't. And it's like, it's all right. You know, you're a psycho.
Right. How many more times are you going to apologize for this? Like, each weekend, you're apologizing for your stupid drunk antics.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's like, sometimes it would just, like, I'm just not a big fan of yelling in general.
No.
But it's also just one of those things, after a while, it'd be like, look, I don't know what to tell you. I didn't, you know, like, one night, I remember I left my wallet somewhere. It's like, look, I didn't plan on that happening.
Right.
Like, screaming at me is not going to change anything.
The wallet's not going to knock on the door and be like, hey, guys, I heard you yelling.
Yeah, exactly.
Time to fix it.
Ugh, but God, it was awful. I remember driving home once, like across the 520 bridge, and just being like, oh, my God, I want to hop out and jump in the water. And it was, like, December.
That's a moment when you realize maybe this is not the relationship for me.
Yeah, it took me a few months longer, Steve, but I learned it.
I've had those experiences where I've been in the middle of an argument and thought, I don't know, how much damage would it cause if I just open the door and roll out? I'm weighing the options. Will it hurt as much as how much my heart and soul is hurting right now listening to this barrage of insults?
Will the physical pain equal the emotional pain?
Right.
And it wasn't okay, even though she loved me.
Chris Brown?
Yeah.
All right, when we come back, we've got another edition of the Bro Files.
The Bro Files.
That's right.
I like the Bro Files.
Me too, man.
Yeah.
This one involves Chinese workers, strippers, and Rob Gronkowski.
Nice.
So this should be good when the Megacast returns.
I want to hear all that. I don't want to hear none of that.
Where is your ass at? Hopefully listening to Ted and Steve. The Mega Cast will be back.
Where your ass was at, dog, when it was 1 feet? Where your ass was at, dog, then deep? Where your ass was at, dog, try to run off? Where your ass at, dog, made me put his gun out? Where your ass was at, dog, when it switched sides? Where your ass was at, dog, when it spread lies? Where your ass was at, dog, I'm about to come slide? Where your ass was at, dog, when I was served by? Where your ass was at, dog, when it was 1 feet? Where your ass was at, dog, then deep? Where your ass was at, dog, try to run off? Where your ass at, dog, made me put his gun out?
NBC, winner of 82 Emmy Awards, will thrill you with the next big thing in reality TV. Filmed right here in Seattle, it's an exciting introspective that you have to see to believe. It's The Latte Guy. He's an all-American, a Seattle native. Actually, he moved from Spokane, but same difference. See him deal with the world on his own terms.
So, what can I get you?
I'll have a 16-ounce iced vanilla latte.
Okay.
He says okay, but what does he mean? With an exciting cast of regulars, the fun never ends on NBC's Latte Guy.
Hi, Mark. I'll have the usual.
Okay.
Hey, Latte Guy! You're Americano, son!
Okay.
And we've got a few surprises up our sleeve. See how Latte Guy feels when we throw a few celebrities his way.
Hi, I'm Fran Drescher from the show The Nanny.
Did you want a drink?
Okay, I guess I'll have a chai with some soy milk.
Okay.
Look for NBC's newest edition, bringing the reality of Latte Guy home to you.
He's a latte guy, he's the latte guy. Caffeine will get you high. He's a latte guy.
Every day is a fun day when we listen to Tech and Steve. The Mega Cast is back.
I wish it was Sunday, Sunday, Monday.
All right.
A Monday to Monday, Sunday, Monday. I wish it was Sunday, Sunday, Monday. A Monday to Monday, Sunday, Monday. Sunday, Monday.
Something wrong with your shirt, Ted?
Yeah, I just realized there's chocolate on it. It's like Sunday fun day, and then I was like, yeah, I had the shirt on for a minute yesterday, and clearly there's still chocolate on it.
I drive in, and I eat a Kind bar typically when I'm driving in to work.
All right, those are delicious. I love them.
And my favorite's like, it's like a salted, like caramel something.
All right.
But it's got like a layer, instead of a layer of chocolate underneath the nuts, it's got like a layer of caramel.
Mm.
It's delicious, but like, you know, I'm eating, I'm a slob when I eat, and sometimes the little chunks will land on my clothes, and if it's, it might like kind of get like ingrained in my shirt or my pants. So today I'm in a meeting at 10:15 with like a bunch of people from our staff, and I go into every, and I look down at my crotch area, and it's still kind of there, as you can tell.
Chocolate?
I don't mean to point, that's the caramel.
All right.
Right? So I'm in that meeting, not realizing that I'm in a meeting at that moment. I just like hyper-focused on that. I'm like, oh, son of a bitch. So I start scratching and trying to like get it off. But, and I'm sure, I hope nobody saw, but I sit next to two ladies from work.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm just like, just scratching
in the middle
my
of
D.
Just scratching.
Just scratching at my D. I'm not like meaning to. But now I'm like, my wife always gives me a hard time because I'm hard time. She always gives me a tough time because I'm like a hyper focused guy when I want to get something, do something. If I'm building something at the house or fixing something, I don't want to do anything else until I get it done.
All right.
And so now I'm like, I got to get this damn caramel off of my pants. And I'm like feverishly just itching my D. And I'm like, finally it hit me. I'm like, I'm doing this in public, man. I got to stop.
Yeah.
This could mean a human reach. Like, how do I explain that to our HR lady? I swear, I wasn't fondling myself. I had caramel on my pants.
And that's one of those weird stories, too. Like, remember that Steve Miggs guy? Like, oh, yeah, he got fired for fondling himself in meetings.
Exactly.
Like, that guy? Like, yep. I didn't see that one coming either. Hey-o.
Hey-o.
But it happened.
All right, Ted, I think it is about that time. Profiles, baby.
It's time for us to blatantly steal stories from Bro Bible. It's the Bro Files.
You're not my bro! Don't say it!
I like how we're both like, yeah, man, I like the profiles. Like, oh, yeah, me too, bro. It's like, yeah. I mean, we're like broing down, like stereotypical, like, chug beer, eat pizza, chug more beers, go swimming.
Chug beer, order sushi.
Right?
Chug beer, scratch your D in office.
Right?
We're bros.
Chug a beer, put on your tapered fancy boy sweatpants. Right? Like, you guys on drugs? No, bro. We really like EDM.
Chug beer.
Chug beer.
Doing nene at the WWE's Raw.
Chugging beers.
That website is perfect for us. We should be like their mascots.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that stops us from being Gronkowski-style bros is, number one, we're not professional athletes.
Right.
And number two, we're just older than they are.
Right.
But we're bros, man.
We're still bros at
heart. Which is generally a bad term, and now I'm like, no, we're totally bros.
Right, we're just not douche bros.
Yeah.
We're cool bros.
Yeah.
All right, well, I got three stories.
It's happening, Steve.
All of them from Bro Bible, which seems to be the producer of this podcast, in a sense. Which one do you want to hear first? I'll read you the headlines. True story. Chinese workers wore masks to work for a day to avoid pretending to like each other.
Hmm.
Next one. Watch this dude get wrecked by his wife for feeling up a stripper. And final one. Here's the highlights of the Gronkowskis' hilarious appearance on Celebrity Family Feud.
I mean, I want to find out what happened to the bro that went to the strip club, but give me the Gronks.
All right, we'll start with Gronk.
Yeah.
And we'll see if we have enough time, we'll do the other one as well.
All right.
So Celebrity Family Feud.
That was last night.
The Gronkowskis were on it. The whole family. Papa Gronkowski, Rob, of course, and the only other brother I know is Chris, because he's featured in one of these audio pieces that we have.
Yeah, I don't know their names, but I know they're brothers.
There's a moment during this where even like Rob Gronkowski looks slightly embarrassed by his own family, which is saying a lot, because the episode starts off with him twerking with a random woman from the audience.
Dude, the Gronks would totally get down with our pizza pool parties.
Absolutely. They would nay-nay at the Raw.
Yeah.
That's what we got to get on the Gronk ship for the Gronks party cruise.
These all sound like euphemisms for something.
It does.
They'd nay-nay at Raw. We got to get on the Gronk ship. Pull into port.
So anyways, so Rob Gronkowski's whole family are on there. They wind up, is it Steve Harvey that's the host of Family Feud?
Yeah.
He goes up to the dad, and the dad had a great line. So here, this is one of the first impressions of the Gronkowski family on the Family Feud.
This is the man right here.
I'm the creator.
Yeah.
Is Steve all right?
I don't know. I feel good.
Sounds like James Brown was inside of him and stuck. Couldn't get out.
This is the man right here.
I'm the creator.
Yeah. I'm going to use that.
I got like 12 hats.
Right? That was like 12s. What's going on right there?
I'm going to use that.
We're going to use it, too.
Yeah.
So he's the creator, which I think is a great line. If I ever become a parent, someone says, is that your kid? I'd be like, yes, I'm the creator.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the truth. He's made, like, the most famous family in sports right now, and it's like, yep, they all came from mine.
But in one sentence, he pretty much summed up the Gronkowski family. Like, you understand now why Rob Gronkowski is the way that he is when dad says, I'm the creator.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So next up, this one's kind of strange. Chris Gronkowski's being asked a question, right? And he kind of gives a creepy answer.
All right.
But the creepy part about it is that his creepy answer was voted the number one answer for this question.
Huh.
All right, let's check it out.
Fill in the blank. A guy knows he's had too much to drink when he tries to pick up his what?
His sister.
Oh, wow.
He's wasted.
Tell you what, you've got to be real drunk. Pick up your sister!
Yeah.
What the... Who are these people?
Who are they polling?
Jesus Christ.
I don't
Christ.
Have a sister. You do.
I do.
And you get drunk a lot. Never once would you think that you were... I got so drunk, I kind of tried to put the moves on my own sister.
No.
No.
That is creepy. I mean, like... For him, it's a creepy answer, but he's going for some comedic relief.
Right.
That was the number one answer.
Survey says.
So out of a poll of 100 people,
right.
You're telling me 30-some of them have gotten drunk enough where they've hit on people's sisters.
Yeah.
I mean, I could fathom getting drunk and maybe being a little, not inappropriate, but maybe subtly hitting on somebody's wife or girlfriend.
Sure.
Which is still way out of line.
Maybe even a second cousin.
Yeah.
Not that we've done that.
Yeah. Well, it's there's. Yeah.
Let's hear the rest of this.
Wow. Number one. One seed.
The look on Rob Gronkowski's face during that one was priceless.
I still can't get over that was the number one answer.
Wait, let's hear that one again.
Fill in the blank. A guy knows he's had too much to drink when he tries to pick up his what?
His sister.
He says it so confidently and kind of evil, Steve.
Right.
Sister. Tell you what, you got to be real drunk. Pick up your sister!
I mean, that is just great. Because it even seemed like Steve Harvey's like, yeah, that's just a stupid answer to your this question. That came in at number one.
That's crazy.
Now, the next one is another one with Chris Gronkowski.
Also, I just got to say, not only am I worried that people answered that often, now I'm worried that, like, what else is going on? That 30-some people are admitting they've drunkenly hit on their sister.
Right. What are they hiding? At least the Gronkowski say, we're all brothers. Like, they made sure to, like, throw that out there at some point. They're like, we're all brothers. We don't have any sisters.
That makes me feel better.
Right.
Because that makes that joke more acceptable.
Right. Coming from you, I think, and if you said that and we were on Family Feud, which would be awesome if the Mega Cast got to go on Family Feud.
Oh, yeah.
The whole family. Like you, me.
The Mega family?
Yeah. I don't know who else. Dave Grohl.
I like that. We can just Sully.
Daniel Bryan.
That would be a powerful team.
Steven Adler. Oh, Steven Adler would have some great answers.
Yeah. I feel like Sully we'd have to keep an eye on.
Yeah.
Don't be getting angry down there, bro.
Dude, settle down, Sully.
We know you're getting fired up. Dave didn't mean it that way. All right?
You're the better drummer. Relax.
Right. He just thinks Taylor's really good. That's why he's in his band.
But if you said sister, and I know you have a sister, I'd probably look at him and be like, yo, Adler, Grohl. Sully will calm down and come over here, too. Dude, what's going on with Ted, man? Like, why would he even say that?
Yeah, all right, so let me backtrack. Now maybe I'm thinking these 30 people are people that don't have sisters, and they thought it was funny.
That could be, and it's like just the initial, what's the worst possible person you could hit on besides mom? I wonder if mom came up. Had to. It had to.
I don't know. I'm not sure of anything anymore, Steve.
This next one's Chris. Now, his answer came in at number two, which is kind of funny based on the context of what we're about to listen to.
You were a bear. What might we see you do in the woods?
Chris. Take a dump.
Take a dump.
He just seemed pretty excited when he said dump, too. Like, he had this look on his face like, I just said dump.
Yeah, you know he wanted to say take an S, but he can't. It's a family feud. And that makes sense. I think I would, if I was a bear in the woods, you'd see me take a dump, and then you'd see me eat, other animals.
And dip into somebody's picnic basket.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And finally, Rob Gronkowski gets into the mix. Now, his was when like they had the two people go head-to-head.
Yeah.
And the question was pretty good, and his response to it was pretty awesome based on the Deflategate stuff.
All right.
Oh.
Okay, here we go. Name something that can be inflated or deflated. Too late. Holly?
Balloon.
Rob,
I don't even want this one. Then I'm going to have to answer questions all the time.
Yeah. You know, just go back over.
This is the one
there.
I don't want.
Yeah,
I'll
let you have play.
We're going to play.
Yeah, stay away from this one, kid. Right, yeah.
Good call, Rob.
Smart move on his part.
Yeah.
Because people would have manipulated that audio forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
The reason why Rob Gronkowski is the man.
Yeah, we got to get on that boat.
Yeah, we have to get him on the MegaCast, first of all. Mm-hmm. People, we all need to step up our game and continue to bother and bug Rob Gronkowski before the season starts, because I feel like once the season gets going, he probably won't have time for us.
Dude, I hate to say this, but we've only got like a two-week window.
I know.
I want to say they start reporting for camp here in like a week or two.
We might need to go full gear and try and get him on for next week's episode.
Huh. All right.
Next week on the MegaCast, maybe Rob Gronkowski.
We have sports stations within the Intercom family.
Right.
Maybe we could reach out to them.
Because, you know, they have nothing better to do than help us in our podcast get Rob Gronkowski out.
All right, that's a solid point. That station at Boston's a monster station. Like, they want to take time to be like, oh, yeah, Rob Gronkowski, let's get him for a stupid podcast in Seattle.
Right, and then their shows are like, we can't even get him on our show. He's too busy. But you got him on a podcast in Seattle? Well, they just want to talk about the big cruise. That's why.
Right, I think that's our whole sales pitch. It's like, look, we don't want to talk football.
We have no, we don't even want to talk a lick of football.
We don't even watch football.
We don't even know what football is.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so that's the Gronkowskis. Before we get out of here, Ted, I did want to get to this piece because you even mentioned it as well.
All right.
So there's a video that they posted on Pro Bible called Watch This Dude Get Wrecked by His Wife for Feeling Up a Stripper. Now, I don't know if it's necessarily a stripper or what this woman is, but something going on in, where the hell, it's like in like Japan or in China. I can't remember exactly where this happened, but there's a lady dancing, a guy singing on the stage. So someone wants to go put like a dollar into her bra.
All right.
So she leans down and is like, fine, put a dollar in my bra. And he just starts digging in there, just trying to hold on for dear life. Well, apparently this guy's wife is also there while he's doing this. So I don't even know how this happens. And I have the audio. The video is even better, but the audio, you'll understand what's going on. Because while he's doing this, all of a sudden his wife just walks up to him with a wok in his in her hand. So I don't know where she got the wok, maybe from the kitchen. I have no idea why she has a wok just handy at this club, but she does.
Well, because it's Asia.
Maybe that's...
Everybody has a wok.
Maybe you just eat at a table where the wok is right there. I don't know.
I mean, I have a barbecue grill that I carry around with me as I'm American.
That's right. And a trench coat filled with fireworks.
Yeah.
So here's the audio.
And we open carry.
Absolutely. You'll hear the wok. It's
all
awesome.
Right.
You can barely hear like that little smack.
That's the walk hitting his head?
Yeah, here we go again. Oh. Right there. And that, oh, it's because he just goes down. Down
and
like
that's
Fraser.
The singer just being like, oh!
Yeah, he's just like kind of giving a play-by-play in a sense.
God. That's so weird. Yeah, I was wondering, like, and who interacts with a stripper or...
I don't know.
You know, even if it's not a stripper, just a piece of advice out there, whether it's your girlfriend or your wife, if she's with you, don't put money into another woman's bra or panties.
Throw it on the stage.
Throw it, right, keep it classy.
Yeah, show some respect at the strip club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I mean...
Let your wife do that.
You gotta have a very specific girlfriend or wife that's like, it's so hot the way you sprinkled $1 bills on that stripper.
That guy had to be drunk. He would fit into the category of a guy who just does not give an F. He's the I don't give an F drunk.
Yeah, he got a little confident.
Yeah, super. He's so confident he thinks his wife will be okay with him just fully putting his hand inside this woman's bra. For an extended period of time.
Yeah.
And then he gets a walk to the face. So then his wife would be the angry drunk.
She's the angry drunk, yeah. I mean, there's probably more issues here than just their drinking.
Just a little bit. All right, Ted, let's get out of here. It's been a fun MegaCast, as always. Don't forget to find us on Twitter, at TheMegaCast, and mark it on your calendar, Monday Night Raw. Even if you're not going, come down to Why Not Sports Bar in Everett sometime after 1 o'clock, maybe 2.
Yeah.
Was it August 10th?
Yeah. I think. Monday, August 10th.
Yeah. All right. Let's get 10.
Chug a beer. Do 10.
And do the nay nay.
How much I like this song.
Now the drop is even better.
I always want to just do Jay's thing.
Yeah. It's like a two-handed nay-nay. All right, let's get out of here, Ted.
See you, man.
God knows he's had too much to drink when he tries to pick up his what?
His sister.